Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
What is up? Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Book Review Sundays. If we line this up right, we will actually get this put together where it is syncing up and launched on Sundays on the podcast when we start airing it. Super excited about this, though, because books has played a major and crucial part of my success in life, part of my five-star STR success. So Book Review Sundays, here we are. I put a post up a while back about Die with Zero, getting all you can from your money and your life with Bill Perkins. Now, this is a great book. I'm just going to do a quick 3 to 5 minute rant on it, or I guess positive thing, or the positive version of a rant, maybe. But I love this book. So when I first started reading this book, the guy was kind of he's very cocky, to be honest with you. If you ever read The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck, which is a great book, in my opinion, the guy's just a little bit of cockiness. He's got a lot of cockiness, actually, in that book. This one, it's mild to medium cockiness. He comes from a place that I didn't feel like was just like me. So I had to push through the first quarter of the book. But his philosophies, and then you start getting to know his heart through the book. The author just kind of tells you his narrative, his story, and things like that. And you start going through different case studies and stuff. And you start realizing, like, his philosophies is what is key in this book. Essentially, here's my take on it. Everybody goes through life, essentially entrepreneurs and or high earning income people who, I guess that's my language there. High income earners that are looking to chase net worth and are looking to come up with a specific time and date when they will retire. He challenges that philosophy. He challenges those mindsets. Somebody like me, like, hey, I want to walk away at $20 million and I'm out. He's like, he basically says, why are you doing that? Why are you trying to create more challenges for you? What if you can get there faster? Another thing that he explores too, let me actually go back to that. I am kind of all over the place. But another thing that he explores is his main philosophy is die with zero. So let's just say you get to where you want financially all your life. You finally got there and you are trying to accumulate this massive net worth to give to your kids at a certain date when you die. He actually challenges that instead of doing that, why don't you do it in opposite direction? So imagine this, if you die at 80 years old, which is when typically plus or minus 5 to 10 years, typically the death date, that's your death date for most people. If you die at 80 years old, typically your heirs are in their 50s to 60s if you have kids, and those heirs have gone through life themselves. They've already got married. They've already got that first house. They've gotten that big promotion. They've done this. They've done that. When they are passed and have that inheritance heired to them in the 50s or 60s, it's not as important to them per se. Yes, it was their parents. Money that they worked hard for during their whole entire life, but it was not something that really changed their life because their lifestyle is already set. They're already set in motion and doing the things the way they want, and they're not really trying to possibly upgrade life for the most part. What if you actually, instead of passing that money to, basically what he's saying is, let me go back. What he's saying is that this money passed down at that age is not as impactful as it would be if you had utilized that money and given it to your kids oftentimes throughout their life. So maybe upon graduation, you give them a little bit of a bonus. Possibly at 16, you buy them a new car or a used car, make them work for it, put some money down. Sometimes you give them money or a house according to where your income production is. Maybe you could offer them something, a bonus when they get married and or when they're changing and shifting in lives, and you give a little bit here or there on their birthday, a little bit more, like a $1,500 bonus, you know, or gift. You're doing all these different things and you're giving these different gifts all throughout their lives so that now it's more impactful when they need it the most, when they're younger, not when they're older, when you die. When you die, I'll put it to you this way. My kids, I've got an 18-year-old in 2 months. My oldest will be 18. My youngest will be 14. I just turned 40. My wife is 39. So we'll just round up and say my oldest is 20. So when I'm 80, if I pass away at 80, she'll be 60. If she was passed a $25 million inheritance, I mean, how much is that going to impact her life at that point? But what if I can give them a little bit of gifts here and there, and I give them different bonuses throughout their different lifestyles throughout that process? Now it is more impactful. So that's one of the philosophies that he talks about. He also talks about dying with zero. My goal, the author is saying, my goal is to die with zero. If I go throughout life and I have this $25 million net worth or 5 million or 2 million or maybe a million, it doesn't matter the number. But at the end of my life, if I have ascertained this specific net worth, how frugal was I for the common person, you know, living through that lifestyle to get there? Like, could I have expended that money in elsewhere that would have made me much happier? And he goes through case study after case study after case study, talking about, you know, what if you could have gone on that extra value, that extra vacation, you could have given that money to charity instead of at the end of your life, you're giving money to charity or your heirs. What if you could have given that money to your heirs now throughout their life and or some charities a little bit here and there throughout the years? What if you are purposeful to die with zero? So let's just say you get to the upper echelon of whatever your net worth is. Let's say it takes you until 55 to get to a $5 million net worth or a $2 million, whatever that is for you guys. For me, it's, you know, I'm 40. At 50, I think I can be at a $20 million net worth. I will probably stop income producing activities at that point. I do want to keep it balanced and keep residual income coming in, passive income coming in at that point, but I'm going to work for 10 more years and then I'm not going to continue to work anymore. I'm going to work to keep my stuff going. But my goal, I think, after reading this book is essentially to die with zero. Can I give myself those extra trips while I'm younger? When I'm older, when I'm in my 60s, 70s, 80s, it's going to be harder for me to go to Italy. So maybe I might want to start doing these European trips now, going to Dubai or whatever, or go see the pyramids in Egypt, doing that now while I'm younger, while I can still enjoy it bodily wise. If I wait in 25 years, and I'm thinking I'm going to retire and I'm going to spend that money then and do this awesome trip, maybe my body is not giving me it's not working the way I want it to be able to enjoy it. So he also talks about putting your goals in life buckets, essentially, based on your age and where you're at, probably most likely, bodily wise. So with that said, could you redo life based on where you are at with your age gap and your age wise and do these things now versus later? Because most people think that they're going to get there later. Some people may die earlier than others. And then some people may get there and realize that their health is not where they want it. So they just don't do what they wanted to do anyways. Perfect example was my grandfather and my grandmother. My grandmother worked, my granddad worked, and my grandmother and my granddad always had this goal to, when my granddad retired, to go to Hawaii and to go travel more. They worked, was lower middle class and didn't have a lot. And when they worked, they just came home and just did this and that. And I think every once in a while, maybe once in a blue moon, a couple times a year, they would invite friends over and they'd have dinners for the family and stuff like that. And that was their lifestyle. But they always banked on getting to the point when my granddad retired after my grandmother retired, in their 70s or late 60s, that they would just travel the world. Well, unfortunately, my grandfather passed away with lung issues. He was a veteran in World War II, or I'm sorry, the Korean War, not World War II, the Korean War. And he was dealing with a lot of stuff in his lungs, and he passed away at an earlier age because of that. And my grandmother never got to go to Hawaii and do all these things that they had set their eyes on doing. So I can actually take the principles of this book and look at this with, I guess, similarities and my family, my familial status, and seeing what is taking place. So I'm kind of glad I read this book because my wife and I, like, we just travel. We travel. We realized we finally got the bug several years ago. We put our money where our mouth was, and we were like saying, this is a goal. Every 3 to 4 months, we're going to travel, whether money's coming in or not. Of course, some travel could be more luxurious. Some may not be as luxurious, but we're going to freaking travel because we got one life to live and we're going to enjoy life while we're here. With that said, that really helped me, you know, understand that I feel like I'm doing things right. I also feel like there's an income cap when you are at your most brilliant. You can work. Yeah, I can work past 50, and most people do. I can continue to work probably up into my 70s with the lifestyle, the free range lifestyle that I have over and over and over again, but I really don't want that. And in fact, I'm actually questioning myself, should I cut that back to 45? So what if, you know, with myself with a, you know, almost a $10 million net worth, what if I can get it to 15? Can my $15 million in 5 years when my kids are out of high school get me enough passive income, whether I invest in syndications or a couple income producing projects a year, and I keep compounding my money month in, month out with passive income? What if I can get that to the point where 10% of that comes in a year and I don't have to really work for anything anymore? Like, and that's a conservative number. I think if you are smart with the opportunities you invest in, you should bare minimum make 10% a year. And I'm not talking about keeping it in the stock market or funds or anything. But, you know, we're real estate people, right? We're talking about short-term rentals in this group. If I get the right projects and the right stuff, my lifestyle should only be like 10 hours a week. So that's kind of my ultimate goal. I'm really evaluating life right now after reading this book. Keep throwing it upside down for those of you guys that are watching live. Those of you guys that are listening on the podcast, sorry, you just did not see that, but now you know it was upside down. After reading this book, it's really got me questioning myself, when is enough enough that we are in the rat race, that we're chasing life and we're letting life pass us by and we're just not doing the things that we're supposed to be doing year in, year out, month out, day in, out, day in, day out. I feel like I'm in Groundhog Day a lot of times, that movie with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell. I feel like I'm living the same day over and over again. And I sometimes, you know, specifically last year and, you know, before that, I felt like I just could not, you know, get up to go and enjoy life because I hated what I did, which was flipping houses. I think for me, this opens the door to more exploration and finding more books like this, living an intentional and purposeful life. Like everything that I do from here on out has to have, you know, purpose behind it. And I have to be intentional to drive myself to have that purpose at the forefront. So for me, you know, my wife and I have been setting goals. We're laying by the pool earlier and we were setting goals on income goals and what we're looking for. And we actually think maybe we could walk away from active business in 5 years. And, you know, I do have friends that say, I can't imagine life without active business and active income production. But when is enough enough? And I know my kids will be out of school and out of my house probably in the next 5 years or before. My oldest will be out in a year. She's planning on going to college. But when is enough enough? If you got yourself there and you're enjoying life through the process, do you really have to continue to work more other than to do stuff that you love? Now, if I love doing a specific role or a specific job and it gets me excited in the morning and it's a hell yes and not a hell no, then maybe that makes sense. So obviously you got to take everything with a grain of salt in this and look at it deep within your own life. But I think for me, I'm going to wrap up with this. My wife and I set a goal. We're going to do 2 larger projects a year. And those projects should be intentional projects to get us the purpose, which is $50,000 net a year. And it should be more passive income. So we're probably going to be starting to entertain luxury homes, which I've been telling you guys about. And we're probably going to start entertaining more multifamily and different things like that, mixed use projects, because I can put that with a property manager and they can pull in the money and do all the work. And I can just benefit from the reward of the time invested one time only and never have to deal with it for the most part again. Obviously, I'll have some involvement and I understand that, but that's kind of the goal. For the next 5 years, if I put $100,000 a year worth of projects in place that's bringing us $100,000 a year net, now in 5 years, when my youngest is out of school, we got $500,000 in income. My short-term rentals probably will bring in more than $500,000 a year in net income. And then, you know, I've got a brokerage, I got other things. you know, that's kind of where we're at. My goal originally was to go 10 years and get $2 million a year net income. But I think we can live really, really well off of 300. If we're pulling in half a million to a million in our combined businesses, then why the fuck should I keep going? So that's kind of the thing. It made me really, really aware where I'm at. And it made me realize that I want to give more. It made me realize that I want to give back to my kids more throughout their lives earlier on than waiting for them to get a big old cash deployment. And here's another story, and I'll end it with this. My mom and dad, my dad just had colon cancer last year. Thankfully, it was stage one. He's still here with us, but he does have the stoma. They had to redo all that plumbing, essentially, and it sucks. You know, they are the same place. They did get an inheritance from my granddad and my grandmother, but my dad was supposed to share that with my uncle. His brother had passed away a year before. Then my grandmother, obviously my granddad passed away 20 years ago, if you can connect the dots. So my dad lost his brother, my dad lost his mother, and then he got the inheritance, and he's got cancer, and he's healed of that now, but he's still dealing with life in a way that he wasn't wanting to and or expecting. And now he's got some money and he can't live and do the things that he wants to do 100% because of that. So he was forced to retire and get out of work and things like that. Life didn't go the way that he expected. And now I can connect the dots by seeing what's happened to my family, other people, connect the case studies and the stories that are in this book and so on. So look, I'm going to link this in the show notes. I'm going to link this in the description here in the comments. You guys should get this. This is an affiliate link. We will get paid 72 cents off of a book if you buy it, but that's how we're going to keep this thing operating. So thank you guys for allowing me to come on here. Next Sunday, I'll share another book that has really changed my life. This one was something recent that I read, and it was written probably within the last year or two. So it is really, really up to date. I really like this. I think you guys should get this. All right, guys, be blessed. Take care. By the way, there are more points in this book than what I just shared here. Take care. Talk to you soon.